Well, hi everybody, Dr. Ron Caskey jumping in here just for a few seconds. I want to remind you about a flexible premium indexed annuity. I've been talking about this for weeks. I haven't seen one like this in decades. But right now, they're running a special bump on the bonuses up front and protect those bonuses on all new money for the first 3 years. So we need to talk about those details. And again, those aren't going to be around a long time. So if you're interested, get on my calendar. Don't put it off. But you can get anywhere from a 14% bonus up to a 23% bonus up front and on all new money you add to this annuity for the first 3 years. People have been asking me for things like this, and this, again, this isn't going to be around long. So you need to give me a call today. 14 to 23% bonus. Don't miss it. 877-218-1972. It doesn't cost you anything to get the information, and you may be interested in it. All right, back to the show. Hi, everybody. Dr. Ron Caskey here. Just a couple of minutes introduction to the Bible Views radio show. You can hear it in the KLTV listening audience every Sunday afternoon from 2 o'clock to 3 p.m. every Sunday. And then just like my Saturday Ron Caskey show, they're both archived over on my website at www.roncaskey.com. So that's R-O-N-C-A-S-K-E-Y. .com. Now, I'm inviting you to stay tuned to this one-hour show today and what the Bible Views radio show, pretty normal standard operating procedure. I usually read some articles that pertain to your church, your household, to Christians, to homeschooling, things that affect our lives as Christians here in the United States. Then I go down some headlines that I get out of the Sword of the Lord every week that you're not going to get in the left-wing nut socialist media. And I read some of those headlines and describe some of those. I usually sing a song off of one of my albums. I've recorded 5 gospel albums, stereo albums, 50 songs. And I normally pull one of those off and play it, usually by about the start of the second segment of my Bible Views radio show. Then I invite you, if you're stationary, to grab a Bible and follow through with me in your Bible on what does the Bible have to say about financial freedom? What does the Bible have to say about investing? What does the Bible have to say about giving, lending, charging interest, paying interest, collecting interest? What is the Bible? See, there's 450 some odd verses in the Bible on wealth, riches, abundance, and prosperity. There's 15 on poverty. So I break that down every Sunday. I talk about Joseph, the first financial planner in the Bible. I talk about taking offerings, financing the church. Just all kinds of things, and it's all from the Bible. What does the Bible have to say about God's money? It's all God's money. So stay tuned. Thanks for listening. Welcome once again to the Bible Views radio show. I'm Dr. Ron Caskey. I'm your host. I'm here every week at this same time. Grab a pen, piece of paper, jot down my phone numbers, and give me a call. You can call me this afternoon for a no-cost appointment starting tomorrow morning. I will bring information to you at your home or your office, and I will show you how to capture all of the upside of the market with none of the downside risk. I'll show you and your spouse how to get lifetime income. And if you choose an income annuity, which I have the best one out of 1,800 life insurance companies, has a 10% bonus upfront and a guaranteed minimum of 10% a year for 20 years. Let me bring that information and show it to you. My time doesn't cost you anything. And then if it's accumulation that you're looking for and money when you need it, I've got one with a 22% bonus upfront of between $20,000 and $75,000. And anything over $75,000 has a 25% bonus, not only upfront, but you protect that bonus on all new money you add to that annuity the first 3 years. And it's a flexible premium. You can add to it till Jesus comes. So just to get your attention, I'm throwing those numbers out there. Let me bring information to you and show you what those numbers mean and can mean to you. Here are my numbers. You ready? Write them down. 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. Call me today. Now, several things are going to happen here. I'm going to read some articles that pertain to and affect you, your church, your Christian school, your home, your job, your life. I'm going to read those headlines out of, and articles out of the Sword of the Lord. Then today, I've been working on this for some time, and today I'm going to begin a six-week series on the millennium, the thousand-year reign of Christ. As far as I know, I have never in my entire 82 years heard a sermon or heard a Bible study or heard a radio show on the millennium. Now, people like John Hagee that talk about prophecy all the time and so on, and they touch on it. But I'm going to do a six-week series on the millennium. And I'm calling it Thy Kingdom Come or The Kingdom Restored. So we're going to talk about there are two populations in the millennium. Natural human beings and the saints that come back with Jesus Christ. Who enters the millennium? Will they have children? Will people die? Will there still be sin? Why is the world so different? What about government? What will the earth look like? What about disease? What about war? What about the economy? What about Israel? Israel has a big part in the millennium. What about salvation? Why release Satan again after the millennium? What about glorified saints? What will our bodies look like? The purpose of the millennium. And those are just some of the points that I'm going to cover in depth. And this has not come easy. And it has taken a lot of research, and I'm pretty excited about it. And so we're going to start today with why the millennium. And so if you miss out on part of it, or you want to go catch it again, every week will be posted on my website for 1 week, and you can go pull it up. Now, some articles out of the Sword of the Lord. And we always start with noteworthy news. The Department of War, I love that name. It's not the Defense Department, because we sometimes need to take the offensive like we have in Iraq. Department of War removes 180 belief systems recognized religions. I love Pete Hegseth and what he's done with the Department of War. They recently dropped approximately 180 belief systems from the lists of recognized religions for U.S. military personnel. including Wicca and other neo-pagan faiths. Some of the belief systems that have been removed from the list include atheism, which was replaced by a general no religion or agnostic designation, pagan or earth-based faiths such as Wicca, Druidism, heathenism, and members of the Troth, New Age beliefs such as Ekankar, some of these I've never heard of, shamanism and spiritualism, as well as other alternative belief systems, including deism, Unitarian, Universalism, and practitioners of magic. The religions that remain are, by the way, magic is spelled M-A-G-I-C-K there. I don't have a problem with magic. I used to do it. The religions that remain, various denominations of Christianity, Buddhism, Mormonism, Hinduism, Islam, Indiaism, Sikhism, and the Baha'i faith. The directive ultimately came from Secretary of War Pete Hegseth, who pledged last year to overhaul the military's chaplain corps by refocusing it on religious ministry and eliminating what he called secular influences. The editor says lawsuits will probably be forthcoming. Yeah, you can count on that. And forthright. But you have to give Hegseth a thumbs up for trying to clean things up. And I do. PBS, Public Broadcasting System, kids show Sesame Street continues sexual messaging with Pride Post. One of TV's longest running children's shows facing backlash for once again linking its puppets to homosexuality on social media. Sesame Street shared a post on social media June the 2nd of this year, which reads, quote, "Happy Pride Month from Sesame Street. Join us in celebrating and uplifting the gay and lesbian members of our community." Hogwash. What a shame Sesame Street fell completely into the hands of Satan. The editor says this marks at least 6 years in a row that they have done something like this. These shows are geared to small children who do not deserve to be indoctrinated in this wicked agenda. Parents who have not realized that this is going on need to pull the plug on PBS, and that's a fact. 40% of all babies born in the U.S. last year were to unmarried mothers. My soul, haven't we progressed so far into hell? Yes, we have. Despite positive recent trends for family stability, including increasing members of babies born to college-educated women who are married, the overall proportion of babies born to unwed mothers is not declining, according to a new data analysis. The report, published Wednesday by the Institute for Family Studies, senior fellow Nicholas Zill, pointed out that 40% of all births in the United States in 2025 were to unmarried women, amounting to 1,440,031 babies born to unwed mothers. And that, of course, is promoted and pushed and funded by previous people in the White House. Editor says, as tragic as it is to see so many babies born in a fatherless home, we are thankful these moms did not abort the little ones. One more before I end this segment. Will they, quote, gay the prey away, end quote? Ever wonder what the goals of the LGBTQIA movement are? They spell it out in a new children's book entitled Gay the Prey Away. It follows a homeschool Christian kid into LGBTQIA conduct and labels her previous life a cult that she escapes by embracing sin. That is the path LGBTQIA activists want our nation to gay pray away. Prayer, witness, conviction, and any hint of authentic biblical faith. You know, the tragedy of that is that what God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah for is what we are living in today. And what began as an LGBTQIA request for tolerance has become an endless demand for privileges for their perversion of humanity. And I don't need to remind Coloradans that we are led in this state by a governor who is prolific practitioner in that LGBTQIA environment. And everything that it does is to promote that lifestyle of Sodom and Gomorrah. And you know whose fault it is? It's the church's fault. It's the preacher's fault in this state for not standing up for the Bible, for right, for common sense, and to call sin by name. LGBTQIA and anybody involved in that lifestyle is involved in the worst of sins. Can God save them? Yes. God hates the sin, but he loves the sinner. I don't hate any sinners. In fact, I've got friends in the country that we've been in business with over the years. I've got a couple of them in Minneapolis. They're the nicest guys you ever want to meet. Janine and I got along with them great, but they're living in the same sin that our governor practices on a daily basis. I don't have time to finish these. I'm going to come back with Update Islam's Push to Conquer the U.S. You will want to come back for that article at least, and then we're going to go into the millennium. Give me a call, 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. Call me today for a no-cost appointment in your home or your office. Stay tuned.
Walter J. Hopp of Hopp & Associates is a law practice limited to estate and business planning. Walter is a Colorado native with extensive experience with clients local and nationwide, and is a former partner in a large multi-state estate planning law firm, affiliated with several professional groups to provide the most current and unique solutions for his clients. Walter is the author of articles and a book on estate planning, and a frequent speaker over the years to lawyers and groups alike. Again, on estate planning, Walter offers a unique approach for how to protect yourself and loved ones from a litigious and expensive legal system. And listen to this, your first meeting with Walter is free, that's right, free, to see if they can improve on planning that you may already have in place. Call Walter and Associates PC of Longmont. Call today, 303-776-4045, or email him at walterhopp@longmont.com. hoplaw.org.
Well, hi everybody, Dr. Ron Caskey jumping in here just for 60 seconds to tell you about orphan 401ks. I've been talking about that for several weeks, did a couple of webinars on it. If you have left a job and left a 401k behind, that is an orphan 401k that no one cares about, no one's contributing to, no one's matching your money, and if you leave it there long enough, the fees will destroy that orphan 401k. So we can move that into an IRA annuity. It's just a matter of paperwork, a transfer form, and get it out of there into something that'll grow for you. Call me for a no-cost appointment in your home or your office. Here's my number, 303-710-3791. Do it today. Don't put it off. All right, welcome back to my second segment of today's Bible Views radio show. I'm Dr. Ron Caskey. I'm your host. Grab a pen, piece of paper, jot down my phone numbers. Call me this afternoon for a no-cost appointment this coming week. I'll bring information to you at your home or your office, show you how to be a good steward of God's money by never losing another penny of your hard-earned money and God's money in the largest casino in the world, and that's Wall Street. You can't deny that. You can't challenge that. You can't question that. As long as your chips are on the table in Wall Street, your money, God's money, is 100% at risk, and the risk is on your shoulders. If you want a better alternative on the non-risky, non-gambling, non-losing side of the table, I'm the guy you want to talk to. Here's my numbers. Call me today. 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. Call me today for a no-cost appointment. Starting tomorrow morning, back to noteworthy news. And this is a pretty lengthy article, but it's well worth your time. Update: Islam's push to conquer the USA. Quote, a 1,400-year-old war is being waged inside our country, says Amy Meckelberg, founder of Rise, Align, Ignite, Reclaim Foundation USA. Quote, Muhammad, the man Muslims call their prophet, was a military commander whose mission was to bring the world under Islamic rule. Quote, to every non-Muslim, it, Islam, offers three choices: convert, submit, or die. It does not stop until every court, every school, every government on earth is under Sharia, Meckelberg testified. Sharia is a brutal and barbaric legal system that Muhammad instilled to destroy anyone or any culture that refuses to bow, and it is being used in court cases and Islamic compounds, even in states like Texas, Florida, and beyond. Representative Chip Roy, Republican Texas, has introduced the Preserving a Sharia-Free America Act. The radicals pushing political Islam do not want to coexist with America's culture and political order. They want to replace it, said Representative Chip Roy, who hosts the House Committee hearings on Sharia in February and May. The following is a list of some of the brutal things that Sharia authorizes: beheadings for people who leave Islam or disparage Muhammad. Pedophilia, as long as the adult man marries the child. Men taking women as slaves and raping them. Women being stoned to death for adultery, even if it was by rape. Fathers and mothers being instructed to murder daughters and sisters who shame the family. Barbaric punishments like chopping off hands for petty shoplifting. Networks spawned by the Muslim Brotherhood are promoting Sharia across the United States of America through more than 8,000 Islamic nonprofits, including 850 groups in Texas alone. Radical Islamists are also building mega compounds in places like Epic City, Texas, Tampa, Florida, complete with Islamic banks and rules that operate fully outside U.S. law. Texts from the Medinan surahs in the Quran, the Hadith, and speeches from Islamic clerics cannot be ignored. The Constitution does not grant the right to impose foreign laws on people in America that violate the Constitution. I'm telling you, folks, in fact, the Islamists, I can't even use the adjectives. They say that in 20 years, they will have enough Islams in government to take over America. I fear for my grandkids, and you should too. And I'm back where I started. It is the church's fault for not preaching the whole counsel of God, for not standing up against sin, not calling it by name, and being a mamby-pamby, lily-livered, pusillanimous sissy in the pulpit by not taking a stand for God and America. That's where it boils down to. You say, well, that's not my preacher. Okay, God bless you. You're one in 100,000 then, because those kind of pastors, like I was and am, I don't pastor full-time anymore, but I'm still a preacher, folks. I'm still a preacher. I still sing gospel songs. And I still, when I stand in pulpits across America on weekends today, I still stand for God, for America, for God's word. And I am not afraid on this radio show or any other place I speak. I am not afraid to take a stand against sin. And Islam is taking over, and we need to do something about it. And it's up to Christians to do something about it. Here's another headline. Americans growing more conservative, says the Gallup poll. I need to see that, but the Gallup poll, Gallup released the most recent installment of its annual values and beliefs poll Tuesday, finding that attitudes on a range of moral issues have shifted in a more conservative direction compared with the previous year. The survey, and the longer Trump stays in office, I believe you'll see that happening. The survey, which is based on responses collected from 1,001 United States adults from May 1 to 17, found declines in the share of Americans who view many behaviors as morally acceptable, including sex between unmarried adults, gambling, pornography, euthanasia, and gender transition. The poll has a margin of error of plus or minus 4 percentage points. I don't like polls. I don't believe polls. I don't believe this one when I look at the chaos in America today and the attendance in churches. While 67% of Americans said having children outside of wedlock was morally acceptable in the previous survey, that figure fell to 58% this year. Well, duh, it needs to go to zero if churches would do their job. Views on sexual behavior also moved to a more conservative direction, and so on. The editor says at the end of that, while the numbers are trending right on many of these issues, they are still shocking. Yeah, you got that right. And so there you go. Time's up. I'm going to sing a song I sang on yesterday's radio show, God Walks the Dark Hills. And these are the dark hills that we're living in today. So hope this is a blessing to you. When we come back, we're going to start in on my study on Thy Kingdom Come and the Millennium. So here you go. God Walks the Dark Hills.
The dark hills, the highways and byways. He walks on the billows of life's troubled sea. He walks in the cold, dark night, in the shadows of midnight. God walks the dark hills to guide you and me. God walks the dark hills to guide my footsteps. He walks everywhere by night and by day. He walks in silence on down the
Revelation chapter 20, verses 1 to 15. I don't think I'll take all time to read all 15 of those verses, but this is an introduction to the millennium. The thousand-year reign of Christ is mentioned six times in these 15 verses. Verse 1, and I saw, John says, and I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key to the bottomless pit, and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years. Satan knows his time is limited. That's why he's working overtime today to drag as many people into hell as he possibly can, to defeat as many Christians in their walk as he possibly can, to ruin as many churches as he possibly can, to keep people out of church on Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, as he possibly can. He knows what that verse I just read is going to come to pass, and there isn't a single thing Satan can do to avoid that. And I sure would like to be the one that slaps the padlock on that chain when Jesus chains him in the bottomless pit for 1,000 years. And as I said before, that is the millennium. That's the 1,000-year reign of Christ. I'll never forget. I say this all the time. I say, for the first time in history on this earth, there will be a Christian in every position of government on the planet. Time's up. Give me a call. 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. Call me this afternoon for a no-cost appointment this coming week. Stay tuned. I will be right back. Hi, everybody. Dr. Ron Caskey jumping in here just for 60 seconds to tell you about orphan 401ks. I've been talking about that for several weeks, did a couple of webinars on it. If you have left a job and left a 401k behind, that is an orphan 401k that no one cares about, no one's contributing to, no one's matching your money, and if you leave it there long enough, the fees will destroy that orphan 401k. So we can move that into an IRA annuity. It's just a matter of paperwork, a transfer form, and get it out of there into something that'll grow for you. Call me for a no-cost appointment in your home or your office. Here's my number, 303-710-3791. Do it today. Don't put it off.
Walter J. Hopp of Hopp & Associates is a law practice limited to estate and business planning. Walter is a Colorado native with extensive experience with clients local and nationwide, and is a former partner in a large multi-state estate planning law firm, affiliated with several professional groups to provide the most current and unique solutions for his clients. Walter is the author of articles and a book on estate planning, and a frequent speaker over the years to lawyers and groups alike. Again, on estate planning, Walter offers a unique approach for how to protect yourself and loved ones from a litigious and expensive legal system. And listen to this, your first meeting with Walter is free. That's right, free. To see if they can improve on planning that you may already have in place, call Walter and Associates PC of Longmont. Call today, 303-776-4045, or email him at walterhopp@hopplaw.org.
All right, welcome back to my third and final segment. My goodness, the clock today is going into overdrive, and I'm not going to make it through day one, Sunday one of the millennium, but we'll go as long as we can, and I'll take up right there when we come back next week. I'll give you my phone numbers again at the end of this segment in the radio show today, so grab a pen and a piece of paper and be ready in 14 minutes and 20 seconds to write down my phone numbers. I said at the end of the last segment that I always talk about in the millennium, Christians will be, saints will be in every position of government, from your HOA for the first time ever, to kings and queens and princesses and presidents and so on. I'll never forget, I got a nasty call from a guy right after one of my radio shows, and I made that statement, And this reprobate said, how can you talk about Christians being in every form of government? It's the government. So he just went into a tirade and I hung up on him. But nevertheless, the saints are coming back with Jesus Christ in our spiritual glorified bodies. And he and we will rule and reign on this earth for 1,000 years. That's the millennium. But to start that, Satan must be bound in the side of the bottomless pit for those 1,000 years. And so let's talk about why the millennium, God's 1,000-year demonstration. So I've never heard a sermon on just the millennium. I hear very little preachers talk about it. They talk about the rapture, they talk about heaven, they talk about tribulation here on earth, but they don't talk about the 1,000-year reign of Christ. And that actually, I have vivid dreams. I dream in color. I remember those dreams, and I'm telling you the truth. What spawned this study was I literally one night dreamed that I was alive during the millennium. And that when I woke up, I said, I gotta do an in-depth study, and I've got to do a series on the millennium because nobody is talking about it. And so here's what spawned this, and the question that came to my mind the first morning when I woke up after that dream. Here it is. If I asked 10 Christians what happens immediately after the second coming, most would answer, well, heaven. Now let me pause there, because the rapture is not the second coming. Jesus doesn't touch foot on this earth. He comes in the air. We go up to meet him. The tribulation happens here for 7 years on earth, and then the 1,000-year reign of Christ, and so on. And so most people, the second coming is when Jesus and the saints come back for the 1,000-year reign of Christ. So if I mention, ask Christians, what immediately happens after the second coming, they'd say heaven. But that's not what the Bible says. Between Christ's glorious return and the new heaven and the new earth, God places 1,000 years on this earth. Exactly 1,000 years. And that's mentioned not once, not twice, but 6 different times in Revelation chapter 20. The question isn't, will there be a millennium? The question is, why will there be a millennium? Why should God insert 1,000 years before eternity begins? I believe the answer tells us as much about the heart of man as it does about the heart of God. So this is called, in theological terms, this is called eschatology, the study of last things. And in the study of last things is the rapture, the tribulation, the 1,000-year reign of Jesus Christ, and then eternity begins. So let's look at God's prophetic calendar. The church age, that's the age we're living in right now, the age of grace right now. The next event on God's calendar is the rapture of the church. When every born-again Christian that's alive, the dead in Christ shall be raised first, then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up to meet him in the air. Here it is in 1 Thessalonians, verse 13. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep or dead. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds, to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. And then he says, wherefore, comfort one another with these words. So, yeah, I'm a pre-trib rapturist. We, as Christians, will not go through the tribulation. So, we're in the church age. The next thing is the rapture of the church. After that is the judgment seat of Christ. See, in God's calendar, the judgment seat of Christ and the marriage supper of the Lamb, the only place in his calendar you can place those two events are in heaven while the seven-year tribulation is going on down here on this earth. And so we read in 2 Corinthians 5 and verses 9 to 11, wherefore we labor that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of him. For we as Christians must appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men, but we are made manifest unto God, and I trust also are made manifest in your consciences, Paul said. Now, understand, the judgment seat of Christ is not to determine whether we go to heaven or hell. No, that's determined now in the age of grace, and we accept Jesus Christ, and then the rapture puts us in heaven, and we stand before the judgment seat of Christ at that time. And so, God's calendar, we're in the church age, then the rapture, then the judgment seat of Christ, and the marriage supper of the Lamb. And that's in Revelation chapter 19. And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, and the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thundering, saying, Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife, the church, hath made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. And he saith unto me, Write, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he saith unto me, These are the same true sayings of God. And I fell at his feet to worship him. And he said unto me, John, see thou do it not. I am thy fellow servant and of thy brethren that have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. So in heaven, so church age, rapture, judgment seat of Christ, marriage supper of the Lamb. Down here you have the 7 years of tribulation spoken of in the book of Daniel, Matthew 24. Then you have the second coming of Jesus Christ with the saints, where we are today, and in Revelation chapter 19 and verse 11, and I saw heaven opened, and behold a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he doth judge and make the war. You need to tell your Pope, Leo, that yes, Christians and Jesus Christ do declare war. Pope Leo has never read the Old Testament. If he has, he doesn't believe it, because he says Christians do not declare war. Well, here's Jesus at the end of the tribulation period. He comes back on a white horse with the saints, and he doth judge and make war. And then it goes on, the armies which were in heaven followed him, that's us, on white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, and out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, and with it he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron, and he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God, and he hath in his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And then he goes on and talks about Satan is then bound in the side of the bottomless pit, and the millennium begins in Revelation chapter 20 and verses 1 through 15, and I just don't have time to read all of those. But then you've got, at the end of that, you've got the great white throne judgment when people are cast into hell, judged for their deeds done in the flesh and did not accept Jesus Christ, either in the age of grace or the millennium. And then they are all, and Satan and Jesus are fight a war, and of course, Jesus wins, cast Satan and all of the lost people into an eternal hell. Then you get the new heaven and the new earth. So if Jesus has already defeated Satan, why not begin eternity immediately? Well, that's what brings us to the millennium that we're going to talk about for the next 6 weeks. Here's just a simple illustration. When an architect builds a magnificent home, he first completes every item on the blueprint. God never leaves his blueprint unfinished, and he always keeps his promises. And so this becomes our covenant section. And we can go back to Genesis chapter 12 and verses 1 to 3, where God declared to Abraham, and he said over and over and over, he said, I will, I will, I will. And then in 2 Samuel 7, verse 16, where he established with David God's throne forever. And then in Isaiah, in fact, let me read that, 2 Samuel chapter 7. And thine house, he says to Abraham, and to thine house and thy kingdom shall be established forever before thee. Thy throne shall be established forever. The Jews, Israel, are still God's chosen people. And then in Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6, he says, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, and of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end, and upon the throne of David and upon the kingdom to order it and also establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. And when we come back next week, we're going to further our study on what leads up to and in the millennium. Call me, 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. Don't put it off. Call me today. Thanks for listening. Well, hi, everybody. Dr. Ron Caskey here. You know, people go to Las Vegas, Cripple Creek, Central City, whatever, and they say, if I pull this handle one more time, surely I'll win. People get off the airplanes all happy. They get back on the same airplane 3 days later, all sad. My point in saying that is the market will not sustain highs. It goes up and it goes down. So I'm suggesting that you don't wait until the market tanks to get your money changed over to a safety net. That's where I come in. I do everything with indexed annuities where the risk is on the life insurance company instead of on your shoulders. I do it all with indexed annuities and life insurance. So if you're interested in capturing the upside of the market with none of the downside risk, I'm the guy you want to talk to. And my time never costs you a penny, ever. All you got to do is pick up the phone, call me, get on my calendar, and I'll bring the information to you. Here's my numbers. Call me now. Don't put it off. Don't wait until the market tanks. 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. Pick up the phone right now. Get on my calendar. Don't put it off. 877-218-1972. Again, my name's Dr. Ron Caskey. My time doesn't cost you a penny ever. Call me now. Thanks. Bye. Well, there you go. Bible Views Radio Show for today. Hope you enjoyed it, listening to it as much as I enjoy every week doing these one-hour radio shows. The Ron Caskey Show is here on the KLTT listening audience 1 to 2 o'clock on Saturdays, and this Bible Views Radio Show every Sunday 2 to 3 p.m. on Sunday afternoons. And then, of course, they're archived for 1 week. They're put up on my website at www.roncaskey.com. If you have questions concerning the Bible and what the Bible has to say about any subject, actually, just understand this. I don't debate or argue the Bible. See, a lot of people say, well, God said it. I believe it. That settles it. I got news for you. God said it. That settles it. And speaking of settle it, let me just explain to you the most important thing you could call me about is your salvation. Do you know if you died today that you'd go to spend eternity with the Lord Jesus Christ? If you're not sure of that, by all means, pick up the phone today and call me, and I'll tell you what the Bible says, and it's real simple, but you do need to be born again. You need to be saved. Once we settle that matter of salvation, then we can talk about God's money and how you can protect it, preserve it, and grow it. Now, to do that, you need to get on my calendar for next week. I know it's Sunday. I don't take appointments on Sunday. I don't work this business on Sunday. But I can answer my cell phone. And so if I'm not in church or doing something else this afternoon, then pick up the phone and call me this afternoon or this evening. But one thing you do need to do is set an appointment for this coming week. Give me 30-ish minutes to bring information to you and your spouse, if there is one, at your home or McDonald's, and show you how I can help you protect, preserve, and grow God's money. Here's my toll-free number. As I said, you can use it today, and I'll call you back. Here it is, 877-218-1972. 877-218-1972. Hey, have a blessed Lord's Day. Thanks for listening. See you next week. Bye.